back-to-back shows on back-to-back days. I think that's pretty good. 171. And wanted to talk to you about, you see the title, you see the episode. Want to talk to you about marijuana again, but just in a different context. When it relates to football, when it relates to medication, traditional medication or pharmaceutical medication, and the neutral standpoint that I have again, but more honestly, with this standpoint, it's really a no-brainer. Weed is better than any other pharmaceutical drug that you can possibly give an NFL athlete or any professional athlete for pain. Marijuana, THC, herb, even the CBD, heavy CBD, they make 98% CBD weed, which is good too, which is great too. CBD is great. CBD is great, especially when smoked, or enjoyed or inhaled or digested, and or you can eat it, of course, but for that real psychoactive, mind altering, really brain medication. You need that kind of mind altering kind of creativity of the mind and unlock those neurons and get the brain thinking and get creative when you play football. And for me, I played football for 20 years. From 5 to 25, may have took off, one season when I was after college, but the whole time I was just training. Played hard until I was 25 and got a job in the city and stopped. But a guy I follow, Turley, Kyle Turley, I think, he's a former NFL player, made a really good point about this, and he's basically like, if you decide to play football, you are deciding to inherit some form or another of CTE and some form or another of, what's going on with NFL players. And I thought about that and I was like, well, he's right, but it's not just football, of course, it's hockey, it's BMX or extreme sports or headbutting, or the running your head into a wall, whatever the hell you're doing. Even soccer, even any athlete, really, basketball player stuff. You guys who get tossed around, but it's not just football, of course, but it is. Football is a big part of that, right? Obviously, if you're boxing or MMA or something, you could have serious problems. But with boxing, which is a little bit different, getting punched in the face, you're, unless, I mean, you get those really big hits. That's kind of like equivalent to getting those really big hits in football. What happens is, in football, you're not cosmetically getting hit. You're not going to come out of a game with a eye swollen or anything. The face mask and pretty much really cosmetically keeps you in shape. Like, no one's gonna have a nose ripped off. Back in the day when they played without face mask, back in my grandfather's day, he never wore a face mask. He broke his nose 4 times, he told me. Back in that day, there's a lot of cosmetic injuries going on and stuff. They put the face mask on, they put the helmet on to protect the head, and now they're doing more of shock, shock treatment to the helmet, or a better response, or a little bit more suspension within the foaming or the technology there in the helmet. It's not going to stop a brain injury regardless. So what happens is, in football, when you're running full speed at someone and they're running full speed at you and you hit each other full speed, your brain doesn't stop immediately. It's going to slap the back of your skull. And that happens often, or you meet the ground and you hit your head on the ground. It's the same thing for soccer players, or other athletes who jump and fall on the ground or suddenly stop. It's the same exact thing, except football, the contact is between you and another person most of the time. Like, these guys who are playing on the line literally hit other men squared off with their heads every single play, every single day, 70 times a day. Or, they obviously, that was more back in the day, but 70 times a game, they'll be clashing and like this. And now they give kind of like an opioid cocktail to these NFL players who feel weird and who don't feel right and who feel depressed and who feel like they may have something wrong with their head or they're not as happy. Whereas marijuana is way better. Absolutely 110%, 110% way better. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's the best. And it's saved me. I have definitely, so it's not a question of if I have some, experienced some type of head trauma. It's just how often I experienced it. And if it's not a question for any football players that I know, we played in college or whatever, it's not a question of if we have, brain imbalances, but just how bad, or how good it is, like how bad is the injury, how bad is the damage that's been done. Luckily for me, I don't, I didn't play on the line. I did play tight end, but I was more of a finesse blocker, and I didn't really, I definitely tried to go for big hits. But I didn't do it as every play or every frequent aspect. I wasn't too much like that. I more focused on being able to take a hit and then finessely and using my strength and footwork to block bigger guys and block guys my size and dominate them or dominate guys my size or comparable to me, 10 to 20 pounds, give or take, and dominate the field with my body position. I was a good blocker. But I wasn't trying to go run full speed and slam them, except on occasion. So let me explain. Once, twice, three, maybe four times a game, I'd give myself one time a quarter to literally go and intimidate, or you put some power into your punch when and shock your player a little bit instead of kind of just gently handling them, letting them know that you're in control. So a lot of those times you'd have a clean shot at the player and he'd have a clean shot at you and you guys would go at each other and like stalemate and you guys just bang. And imagine that on a scale of 30x, let's say, for NFL players, NFL linemen. It's not a question of how bad it is, just a question of it's not a question of if it's a thing, it's just a question of how bad it is. And the best way to treat this, in my opinion, is 110% marijuana, 100% cannabis. Absolutely. Not no fucking pharmaceutical pushed big pharma billionaire trillionaire pushed opioid based medication. Oh, you have a problem? Oh, there's a pill for that. Yeah, there's a pill for that. You can take that. That's a lot of the circle that a lot of people are in. A lot of them swear by it. Okay. Well, guess what I swear by? Not that. I swear by cannabis. I swear by that, man. And I don't swear by alcohol. Fuck that. Hey, don't get me wrong. I like to have fun, and if you know me, you definitely had fun with me. But at the end of the day, don't do it every day, right? You have your fun. It's okay to have a beer. You don't need to have six every night. But it's also okay to have a joint, or have a bowl. Completely okay and should be more acceptable as a medication. Literally as a medication. It has literally saved my life. The way I've, my reactions to things, my emotions are more in control. My aggressions are more in control. And you don't need to do it every day. You don't even need to do it every week. It's more of just like a medication for pain, around the body. Way better than any Advil or ibuprofen at all. And people say, oh, I get sleepy in this. Well, you gotta not smoke so much, Just have a little tiny bit. Have a little bit. You don't need to freaking smoke the whole thing. Well, I get sleepy and I'm like, damn, how much are you smoking? Have like a bowl or have like a small amount. I'm not a doctor or anything and I'm just have a little bit. Those of you guys who get out of commission, maybe you're just smoking too much. That's probably it. I don't really smoke. I try not to smoke a lot. I can, but I just prefer to have a little bit. And then, go about my day or go about my night and go to bed or, whatever it is. Go with some golf balls or whatever that may be for me. Hopefully in the future, it's me just freaking chilling out on a boat somewhere, hanging out. Or really, I go on vacation, that too. But I think at the end of the day, your happiness is so important, and killing it with these Xanaxes and whatever the fuck the kids are taking. I don't know. Listen how I talk, right? I talk like an old man. Whatever these kids are taking these days. I'm freaking 32. I'm young, man. Whatever people are taking prescribed by doctors for pain nowadays, right? Back in 19, I saw a post like 1919. They had over-the-counter heroin for pain or cold or fever. Imagine that, right? So who knows? Maybe in 100 years from now, they'll be like, "Oh my God, Vicodin is this," or more than likely that's gonna happen. Or Advil. Remember, people used to take ibuprofen. Oh my goodness, look at the studies on ibuprofen. I'm not saying that they are aspirin or whatever it is, but I took one Advil in the last 2 years, I think. And it was only because I was really hungover. So, and that was, that was it, maybe. I don't believe in it. You know what I do believe in? Rolling up a little raw paper or something, If you want to get real fancy, roll up a cigar or something like that and enjoy it. And go out, go for a walk, or go on your boat or go travel or whatever you're doing and, just do your thing and, you don't need this medication stuff. You don't need this Adderall and all this other stuff that people are taking to be so high strung, overstimulated. There's different ways to go about it, I guess I would say. So before you do jump on that, just think about things in a little more open-minded fashion. At no time am I. Actually, for me, it's just like I'm very much programmed to kind of be like, oof, big pharma and this and that. I get icky, I get cringy. Don't trust them. I don't believe them. But at the end of the day, what does it really fucking matter? Doesn't really matter. I just wanted to bring my point in, on here today and talk about football. Marijuana is going to save football. Marijuana is going to save football. They better stop kicking guys out of the fucking league like Gordon for smoking pot. But there had to be more going on. It's just like a disciplinary level thing. Like marijuana, if you're caught smoking marijuana, you're not going to be kicked out of games unless there's a disciplinary issue and the manager wants to like use leverage on it. Use leverage against you, if that makes sense. So essentially, marijuana in the NFL right now, probably half the guys smoke it, whatever, let's say. I don't know. Pretty much, that's essentially for the front office. That's like a gauge for them if they need it. So, oh, this guy's been fucking up. He's been going out to the club every single fucking night. He's playing like shit for the last 2 weeks. He's not showing up to practice on time. How are his piss tests? How was his urine? Oh, he had marijuana. How much? And just kind of see, like, dude, this guy's also smoking a ton of weed. We could easily just put that out to the media and suspend him and justify it and dock his pay or whatever it is, as a disciplinary thing. Because not just for money reasons, but for the team. Because what that's going to do for the player is, dude, you shouldn't be out clubbing every single night and freaking being seen out all the time, right? And partying. Do it. Enjoy yourself. But if you're not balling at the time, like if you're not putting up, if you're not making rain, then you're in trouble. And you probably, if you're not making rain, you should probably be just chilling. I think regardless, if you're in the NFL, go out once, twice a month, something like that, but be at home with your family, resting. And if you want to have that medication, marijuana or whatever, there's plenty of players like that, plenty of golfers like that. You look at a lot of golfers, smoke, relax. And help deal with that too. Golf, they're not getting hit in the head all the time, but a lot of those guys, like What's his name? Fowler. Ricky Fowler was like a good BMX or good extreme X Games guy around like 16, like mid teens. But he explained it like this. He said, "Yeah, and like BMX, I was or motocross, I was like a scratch golfer, which is good. Like I can hang with the guys, but I wasn't like, you know, these golfers are professionals." And he goes, "With golf, I was, you know, the professional, and my friends, you know, weren't." So essentially, he had that analogy of like, "I think I'm going to stick with golf." And one time he got injured, and there's a good story about Ricky Fowler. Great golfer. I think he's going to come around, and I think he's in a low season right now, but I think that he's going to make a big pivot, and I really do believe in him as a great player. But I'm sure he uses marijuana. I mean, it's just, come on now. You know, why are we even talking about this at this point? Why do the Olympics have fucking marijuana as a banned drug? Because they're the Olympics, and they're setting this corny ass precedent of marijuana and how it's devilized, and that's our narrative when we're sticking to it. And I like old school, I like traditional, but at the same time, you got to look at the only reason they're doing that is so people don't use marijuana and they use those opioid stuff and they use that big pharma medicine and they use those Advils and, you know, they kind of go that route rather than having a joint and a glass of red wine. Boom, done. You ever do that? Feel fucking amazing. So why are we doing this medication? And more importantly, why are they saying you have to take it every day? You want to be numb like that? No, there's days when I don't want to smoke. There's days when I am good. I mean, every day I'm good, but there's days when, or weeks or months when I'm good, you know, don't want to drink. You know, I went a couple times this year in 2020 and 2021 already. I went a couple, two or three times where I went 4 to 5 week spans without drinking already this year. So I'm happy with that. I try to do that like consistently, like every other month, have like a 4 week break. And I'm on it right now. I haven't drank anything. Damn, I didn't drink all week. So I'm already on week one. I haven't had a single drink all week. Just water. But anyways, guys, just want to touch base on that. Wanted to clear up a couple things about yesterday. I thought about the Olympics thing after. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Fuck the Olympics for having this drug policy in place for marijuana. It's a whole narrative push to get players to use more approved drugs like opioids and stuff like that, that is not good for them at all. And move away from the marijuana. And I really do think consumed as an edible or as a smoking device or, you know, whatever you do, I think it's great. And I think it's a really good method of self-care consumed. How do you say it? Responsibly. You don't need this freaking, you don't need to get so high, you know, like a little bit, like a couple puffs, you're good. Like, responsibly, I think is the key word. Don't be reckless. You know, if you want to smoke a whole joint to the face, do it. You know, absolutely. More power to you. But you know, I think it's more responsible. You can have a little bit. You know, you can have a beer. You know, like that's okay. It's the same way with this. So don't get it twisted. And you know, the weird thing, there's a weird perception about this with some people. It's like, oh, it's just like stoner pothead, or they label people because they're just insecure with themselves. But that's another story. For me, I know where I am, I know where I've been, and I know what I'm doing, and no one can take that away from me. And I want that same power to you. And if you feel a certain way about who you are, don't let anyone tell you anything differently because you are who you are. And no matter what anyone else says, it truly doesn't affect your true you. So at the end of the day, guys, just want to share that today. Fucking Olympics. I'm not even watching. Who watching that shit, you know? Oh my gosh. Terrible. Terrible. Peace.